Calling it to Dal and Aleph. Memalami Bor Hagerlo, two dots, right before the wide lines. So the Mishnah said that in the Mikdash they were allowed to use this crank to fill up from the large cistern, which that was not permitted in the Medina, with the exception of the Bor Hakar, was Mutar on Yom Tov, and that was an exception. So what's the problem? Ula ikla the Bay Rav Menashe. So Ula was in the house of the yeshiva of Rav Menashe. Also Gabra, the house, probably the house. Also Gabra Katarf Baba. Somebody came and knocked on the door. So Ula held that's the issue over here. The issue over here is making sound, even though it's not musical. So the person who was banging on the door was acting improperly. So he said, "Man, who is this? Hi, man, hi. Who is this person? Leiskul gufei to kamocha leil shabbata. Since he's mechal Shabbos, so his body should be mechulul." So he gave him a strong punishment should come to him for what he's doing. Amale Rabba. So Rabba said back. Some gears they have a gears of Rava. We also el kol shel shir. This is only kol shel shir. Okay. So he didn't do anything wrong. Esay Abaya. Abaya esakash. So it says over here, Brisa. It says Malin with the UP. You're allowed to bring up a liquid from one barrel to the next using a double-ended straw where you put your mouth on one end and create the suction and then stick the other end into the barrel you want to empty into. You use the straw to pull up the liquid and then you close that part off and then the rest of it flows from one to the other.
A siphon.
It's a siphon. Okay, one din. Second din is a matifin, mirik l'chela b'shabbos, and you can be matif mirik for a chela on Shabbos. So what is that? Rashi says it's a kli, which the top is very narrow, and the bottom has a lot of very small holes. You fill it up with water, and you put your finger on top. You put your finger on top, the water will come out the bottom. Then you take it, and there's a metal plate underneath it. You take your finger off the top, so the water drips out of the smaller holes against the metal plate, and it makes sound. You have to do that for the charla in the bari lo. You can't do it for a person who is healthy, only for the tzarech of a chelum. So hechidami isn't the case. Lav isn't the case. The nim, the chelum is sleeping. We call boy leiser. We need him to wake him up. And we feel that this sound would be a less dangerous type of a way of waking him. It's more gentle than waking him directly. And so that's why the chelum needs it. But you see, otherwise it would be also to do that, because the goal over here is just to make that sound to wake him. Shamina alude kola is osir. So we see that making a sound is osir. So Mer says no. Lo the tear case was not that he was sleeping and had to be awoken, but rather he was awake. With kaboy delinim, he needs to fall asleep. And this sound would create a musical sound which would help him fall asleep. The Mishtamak, he called it Zumzume. It sounded like the sound of a Zumzume, of a type of an instrument. So that's that's also for that circle, that's mutter. For Bori, that's also, but that's his Kol Shel Shir. Okay. Anyway, Hamashamar Piros of Neho. If this person is out in the field protecting his produce because of the birds, Udulov Mitneachayo, or his melons, his gourds, because of animals. Meshamer Kedarka B'Shabbos. He can be out there in the field like regular. However, Lubavad Shlo Yisapik, Voyetapeach, Voyeraket Kedar Shedos and Bechol. You can't clap. You can't be metapeach, which means bang your hand on your chest. You can't dance. So to scare away the birds or the animals. Tobias says, "My time. What's the problem? Lav the kamer the kol. These are making sounds, even though they're not musical. Just the sudden sound will scare away the bird. But you see that making sounds is oster. Cholalu they kol is oster. So again, we see that Ula is right." Where it says, no Omer Vacha Bar Yaakov, Gzeira Shema Yitl Tzror. The reason why Chazal did not let you do it in the normal way, if you let you get involved with those things, the next step, when the bird doesn't fly away, or the animal doesn't run away, you take some cloud of earth and you throw it at it. So that's also to do. So Rashi says, normally that's an Isser. What would the Malacha be? Would it be the Rabbanon? So no, the case is, in case that would happen, Shazarabim, that would be a Malacha of Hitzor. Okay, Morris says fine. Velaha, next question. Hodam Rav Yehuda Rav. They quote the name of Rav. In general, the Amorim did not like the later Amorim did not like to argue on Rav. So Tosis says in Beya and Daf. I'm gonna say Daf Tezi Daf Tesha Daf Yud. That it's a fair game to ask a kasha and the later Amorim from Rav. Because they would normally not argue on Rav. Noshim ha-mesach ha-kes be-goizim is osur. If they're playing with nuts, so the game apparently was you'd roll them from different sides and they would hit each other. So the problem is it makes the sounds. Says my time lav mishum isn't because the kamerlid kolah b'chalalu the kol is also you see making even though it wasn't musical it's still osir. The verse says no. Loi dima osir the reason why it's osir is dima osir lashriyeh gumais that you play the game on the grounds so you want a flat surface so you would flatten out the area so you're preparing the ground. You're fixing the ground. That's a form of either charesh or boina, depending on your situation where you are. Morris said, "I'll prove it to you." If that's not the pshat, it's not because of the shugimus, but it's like you said, because of the lulei kolo. So nuts cracking together makes a nice good geshmaka sound. Okay, so you understand. But to do it with apples is also oster. Morris says, "Hasan ma'alu de kola ika." There, you can't tell me that you're making any real sounds. The thump that they make is not really so noticeable. It must be the reason is because also la shrei gumas.
What's the history of the sound?
So that was Ula's arguing that the Chazal Mersakin, that there's an Isser making. We know the Chazal asked an Isser making coal for shear purposes. And that's exactly because you might come to use an instrument and then fix the instruments if necessary. It's all part of that Xera. So he says he holds that the Isser applies even to a coal, which intentionally making a coal, even though it wasn't shal shear.
Sounds like a Xera or Xera.
He's arguing it's all part of that gezeira because all also making shear, making coal.
The apples and the nuts. It seems that the two concerns are distinct, and that just because you can't play with apples because the concern of eating out the ground doesn't mean that there's not a concern with the. Making sound with the nuts.
The point is, you can't prove it anymore, so it's not a kasha and nava.
Mm-hmm.
The more asks it's a kasha on Rabbi. The more says no, Rabbi. We'll tell you the reason why it's also is because you demolish with also the shvigumais, which clearly is a problem. So I don't have to assume anything more than that. Okay, Tanan. So this is all introduction to the kasha from our Mishnah. Mamalim mibor hagadol begalgal b'shabbos b'mikdash and b'medina loy. So you're allowed to use this crank only in the mikdash, not in the medina. My time, la mishum dalure kol, isn't the reason because it's making the sound. But also, and you see the Mishnah says that that's also. Because what else is the problem with, you know, the crank? It's not musical, but it's making it makes a loud noise. It's really loud noise. If I recall correctly, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says over there in Midos, then they would crank the crank over there when they would pull up the key or from where it was attached. It says you would hear the sound to Yericho. It was a little call. It wasn't musical necessarily, but it was a little call. Gemara says no. Lo, the reason why it's usher in Medina wasn't because of the sound. It's gzeir shemi yamalu leginosu lurchavosay. If he can control large amounts of water, which is the way he normally does during the week, using the crank, so he'll draw water not just for himself to drink, and his animals to drink, he'll draw some water to water his gina, or his, if he has something growing in the churva, water the churva. So that's also in Medina, and Chazal did not answer that in Mikdash. Versus a memer shuri lememle lebilgala b'mechusa, he allowed the people of Mechusa to use a galgal to draw the water. Amar, he said, my time a gozer rabbanon shami yamalu leginosu lechavos. The reason why it's also normal is because of this concern a person might draw extra water for its ginar churva. Apparently, in Mechuzah, there was no ginus, there were no churvas. So, it's not us.
Is that something that, if there's a gzera against doing something and you, in your particular area or particular circumstances, you don't have it, that it's good?
It's a good question. In other words, the rule about those type of things is once Chazal made the Isser. But if Chazal wrote the problem into the Issers, then if it doesn't apply anymore, then it's mutter. So you have to say that Mamre assumed that was the reality. Some verses, however, Kim and the Kachaza, a Mamre saw the Kacharu Bakisna Osulahu. They were using it for a different purpose, which is not permitted. They used it to soak the flax. So Rashi says he realized that they do that. They use it during the week. So he was afraid that if you allow them to draw this extra water, they would do that on Shabbos. And the soaking process of... I'm not sure what the issue in the soaking process per se is, but the soaking process itself leads to taking out the fibers which are embedded, and that's the sort of the process of manapates, etc. So therefore he answered. So Rashi tarf above is the first wide line. Hikish aladelis begroif. He banged on the door with his fist. Bishmiya ko. He made a sound. So kamachol Shabbos, the kasever kol zli kol osir. So Ula holds any time you're making a sound, even not musical, is osir. So Rabbis the back with kosher shir hanishma kein shir b'neima ubenachas. It comes across sounding musical. It's pleasant. A guy banging on the door. Right. So the guy wants to bang on the door. He wants to bang taps on your door. Right. So that's a problem. He's playing a song. He just wants to bang on the door. That's not us. That's halachah l'maaseh, by the way. You know, the thing like that they bang a tune. That's not that you shouldn't do that on Shabbos. Malin b'dayupi. Malin yain mechabas lechabas ayadei shnei konim. You can raise water from one barrel to the other through, you have two reeds, which are cut at an angle, I guess it's grafted in. You put the two slanted sides together. You put one into the barrel, and then you start sucking from the other one. You suck some of the wine towards you, and then you stop. You get yourself out of there. And the rest of the water, the wine flows by itself. It's a siphon. So, as opposed to the guys who used to do it, that you know, getting the gasoline in their mouth. So he found a way that that if you get it flowing without getting it in your mouth. Exactly how it works, I didn't figure out the engineering of it. That's Jonathan's. The UP is Shtei Pius, two mouths, so it has two openings. Tifin Merik L'Charlo. Kliyu, it's a Kliyu. But Pi Ptar, it has a very narrow mouth. Shomatechus, it's made out of metal. Menuka B'Tachtisa, in the cover, it has a lot of little holes. Dakin, very small holes. Mamalam, you fill with the water. Resurcing Pi V'Hoel, you hold, you put your finger or something on top of the upper opening. As much as peeps sauce them, and a mime yotzei min hakavim v'tachtonim. As long as the top is not open, it will come out in the bottom. Because you're right, so when he wants, noitel pekaka, he takes it off the cork on top, the thing which is stopping it on top. A mime yotzei min hakavim will come out in the bottom through the holes, teef after teef, drip after drip. When there's a klima teches, you take a metal piece. Metal kli, the cafe put upside down under it, tachtov, akarlo, nishma, lecharlo. And the little drops bang against the metal and make a sound. So, whereas it wasn't the case, he's sleeping. Kaboy lo asura, you need to wake him. Aide calls that, you're going to wake him with this sound. Misyarim lahakitsa bi yadayim. And they're afraid to wake him by shaking him. Shema yavis, because it might scare him. But since the goal is to awaken him, you don't need to make a musical sound. A pleasant sound will cause him to continue to sleep. So you just want to make it more of a harsher sound. And still for Bori it's also, because you see a Lude Kola is also. Mor says, no, it was all the way around, you're helping him fall asleep, and it sounds like a Zimzumi, which is Sinbish, whatever that is. So that's a musical sound. But you can't bang again on your chest. You can't clap. You can't dance to make a sound. Lahavis is to scare the birds away. The Mor says the problem is kol. The Mor says no. Shemiyut l'tzurar b'yizrik v'rishas harabim l'habriach l'epes. You might throw this rock, the pebbles, in rishas harabim to scare away the birds, and that's going to be a problem of hitzah. Tzachim ha'goyzim l'galgon derech daf. You roll them down a board. Umaka zu, they bang each other. Like women do. I'm not familiar with the game. Samor says, the concern over here is that you might want to do it on the ground, and you might try and flatten out the ground. That's the most of marbles, paying marbles on Shabbos. It's also because you might come on Shui Gumois. There's a focus, you know, if you ought to play it inside on a floor. Because, in other words, because I'll ask you, the Xer, you might do it outside. Or do you say, since it's totally different, it doesn't go into the Xer?
How about on asphalt or concrete?
What?
How about on asphalt or concrete where you're not really going to be able to move material from place to place?
Not often. You could put some dirt there. The shadow is whether it would be osir. Pasha, that would go into the good isir of playing on the ground. The verse says, "B'tapuchim nami kiyagavna." So they have the same issue with the b'tapuchim, which over there the problem isn't because of curl. Most of the problem is because of ashriy gumos. Whereas you see by the case of the boar, alude curl shagago mashmir curl, the crank makes a noise. Whereas no, there shem yimel to get also b'terch shem yimel boy b'leterach. It's so easy to draw the water, as opposed to schlepping up the bucket yourself. A person might use the water to water his plants. Moore says that he's.
That's an interesting question, though. Think about our water system now. You turn on the tap, water comes flowing out.
It's easier than the crank.
It's easier than the crank. So someone could say it's also.
Yeah. Okay.
It's always easy to say something.
Okay. Tarba Kisna. Don't ask. Certain questions you just don't ask. Just in case, No. I can't tell you I've ever seen somebody raise the question. So talk about the issue of you're causing water to move from the water main into your house. That I've seen somebody talk about. Like, why is But the Gzera, I don't know. They specifically said this, or it was the case of Galgo. Tarbakis, Nisharba, Pishin, Bechol. They would use it during the weekdays to soak Kisna. The East, the Garsi, Bunsa, which is Kusman. That the Xer would be, they would soak, they were using it to soak Kusman, spelt Torah Sharon, they would soak it. Okay, Mibarakar, but they were allowed to use the Galgal to draw water by the Barakar. My Barakar, what is the cold spring?
Oh, good morning, Rabbi.
Amr Shmuel Bor Shehikro Leo Dvor Mehitirua. So Rashi says, when they came back from the Gerlo, they needed it, and they got together the Minyan Rechachamim, which means they got together the Bezdin, and they were matir this Isser to be able to make the water more available for the people that were coming back. Meisve. Look how the baris akaras itiru. El azubovat. Okay, so only this specific one. Now, via marta shehikra devor maleha, my zubovat. If it was that. So what Rashi learns that you can't refer to the other ones as if there was a specific heter for this one over here. So the phrase borakar doesn't make sense to anything else. So you can't say only this borakar is mutter, but the other ones are usur. There's only one borakar. Barakar. So if the phrase Barakar is based on the pasuk Shehikra the worm aleha, this is the only one that they discussed. Elamar Nachman by Yitzchok Be'er Ma'im Chayim. The phrase Barakar means Be'er Ma'im Chayim. Shenamar is a pasuk which says Kakir Bayer Mimeha Kenekera Rosa. So the pasuk Yirmiyahu makes a mashal of the buyer, which is the be'er, is being a source of water, giving its water. So that's what the word phrase berakar means. Okay, gufa loy kolaboris hakaris hitiru azubovad. This one specifically, what was the story? Sholo b'nei ha-gerlo, they came back from the Golus, they came there by this bear. The Chacham, not through Nevuah, but through their Kayach of Chachma, their Ma'at to them. Well, Nevi'im Sheminayim, Minagav Seim B'Yadayim. Now, what the Nevi'im said was the following, because they don't really have a right to be Ma'at to the Isser. The Nevi'im were able to inform them that there was a minhag of Yisrael, that they, when they made the Issur originally, they never made Issur on this boar because it was necessary for the people to use. So therefore, therefore this boar doesn't go into the Issur of using Galgal. Okay. Shikra, the worm allowed, Zuk Rashi. When they came back together, they needed this boar, and they needed to be able to get a large amount of water out for the people. They came to Minyan, and they were matrit. And they were mevatel the Issur d'rabbanan to use a galgal for this case. They only remounted that specific boar. Hikrodosh and Kriya, they discussed it, they talked about it. Sheviu Borayus, the Diraim Sheshlam Kerch Lakr Shus Yvnadechen. They had to discuss and prove the point that they're allowed to find a way to be matter the Shus. So Mor says, that's what it means. My Zubovad, Hech Yikru, the Sharbaris, Barakir, how can you refer to? Oh, the Baris is Barakir. Harelo Hukru, the worm, Al Zubal. The only one they discuss is this one. There's only Barakir, Shita, the Hudekashor. So then they said the Barakir is Mutter. You can't say, well, all the other Baris are also Mutter. The only one. El Rabnachim Yitzchak, Ayere, Shemaim Chaim, Hoyasub. The reason why we refer to Barakir because it was a spring. It's currently Barakir, Lashon Makor. When the water acts as when the bear acts as gives off the water from its source. Kamoshim Shemayan Makor Hanaveya, which means Miskadish or Herlach Moisif Tom, it constantly produces new water. So the end of the pasuk is Cain, Hekera Rosa, the Ra, which Yerushalayim did, was like the constantly came up with new ways of doing Ra. So that was the Nevuah of Yirmiyahu. Constantly replenishing and revitalizing their Ra. Fires come a bear. They had a minhag of b'seim b'orsibor. So really, the purpose of the Novi wasn't to be, they weren't matrit, they just said that was minhag of b'seim, that they never answered that one.
So when they wanted to, you know, before, earlier, when they were talking about being matir, so they had to be gadol chachma v'minyan.
Right. So once the more comes out the maskana that that's not what happened, so they didn't have to get involved in that problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. They assumed that. Top
of
that they did have.
Well, actually, you know, they were a fairly significant group.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Otherwise, it is interesting because Rashi, it sounds like they, you know, it says, Mipnei Docha Kana. I guess maybe that was just their, why they were.
It tells them in Rashi that they were trying to prove that there's, that. Right, that their email they would be limited in their power to break the original thing because they could find the scenario, they could find, get a kayak matter that wasn't part of the original. They're trying to prove it from a different angle. That's what Rashi sounds like he was saying.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's not connected then to sound because the sound's going to be there whether, but rather it's connected to whether it would be used to. For irrigation, in this particular one, that was not a concern.
They said they gave a special heter for it. They gave it a rabbinic exemption, even though the problem was there. They, that was because of the tzarech, they never asked that one specifically for whatever reason. They didn't feel it was to be proper to answer it. So the Mishnah sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash. So you find this dead sheretz, so it generates tuma. So what should you do? So the machlokes, what was the proper thing to do? One said the best thing to do is to get rid of it as quickly as possible, even though that mean you're going to metamis something. And one suggested you should go get a clear, it's not makabel tuma, to limit the amount of tuma that it's going to generate, even though you have to wait longer to have it sit there. So the first shita, which is Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha, says, Koyen metziyoy behem yonoy shal lishos is a tuma. The Koyen would grab it with the edge of his baget, so that the sheretz is matama b'maga, it's not matama b'masa. So the fact that he's carrying it wouldn't make him tame. But if you touch it directly, he'd become tame. So he holds it in his baget, so he won't become tame. His bag will become tame. So you have to be, you have to. So you'd have to be matar the beggar afterwards. So there was a ribi of tuma, but that's the best thing to do. You have the beggar right there. They're all wearing begadim. Just take it out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's sevis shal eitz. You get a wooden tongs, which is totally flat, so it's not makabel tuma. It's kliyetz. Should the kliyetz are not makabel tuma? So you have to go get one of those. In order to limit the amount of tuma, because using the hemion was the bag of the kohen, which was the belt. You mean the time of that bag? Okay. Mehecha Metzino said, this hat that you're allowed to take it out, even though it's smokes up, you're allowed to take it out on Shabbos. So where do you find it that we have that hat? So number one, mina hechel. If they found one in the hechel, umin ha'ulam, from inside of the ulam, which is the entrance hall to the hechel, umin ha'ulam b'la mizbeach. If it's found between the ulam and the mizbeach, all those two scenarios, you take it out. It means if you find it anywhere else in the Azara, you just cover it over with a kli, and you leave it like that till after Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Nanus. That's Ben Nanus' pshat. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kamokim Shechiyob and Alzdein Akkordus, Moshe Gosachatas, Mishom Metzion Oseh. So any place where the Chi of Tumah is going to be a Chi of Koris, so we don't want to remain there, and the Kohen inadvertently will become Tomei, and then he has a Chi of Koris on him. So there we remove it from. The Loch is anywhere in the Azora has a din of Chi of Koris for Tumah. So it means if it's found anywhere in the Azora, you would remove it, according to Bekiva. Sharkalom Kamis is found anywhere else in the Mikdash area outside of the Azora. Kaivanalov Pesachter. You cover it over with the Pesach. The Pesach was a large kli. And I guess people would see this upside down Pesach there on the ground, and they realize that it's there for a reason. They wouldn't move it. Rabbi Shimon Omer. So the Gemara says that Reb Shimon is going back on the lochas of kosher, the case of the Mima and the Kinner, and saying that which are matter, only matter is termed the Rabbanon, not is termed the Rais. So don't think that, because we had before, according to Eliezer, you can be matter malacha the Rais, because Mashir Mitzvah also Dech Shabbos. He says, no. It's only Ramata, that which is yours. It means originally it was Mutter. It's Mutter Midaraisa. We came along and took it away from you, and now we're giving back that which was yours. We're giving back that which we created the issur. We're going to give back that make it hetter for you. But something which is also mikra din, whatever was yours, quote unquote, yours to start with, we're not coming out. So it's referring back to that Mishnah. Okay, let's hold Rashi's here.